Recording from atop our second floor studio right here on the corner of Detroit's 8 Mile and Woodward, you're listening to The Products of Public School. We are a show that's overly sarcastic and borderline offensive with a touch of intentional ignorance. Now, what we're here to do is we're here to discuss this week's weirdest, wildest, and most ridiculous things that we find on the internet. Every so often you'll hear this. That means somebody either made a really funny joke or made a very valid point. We try to calculate those up by the end of the show to determine who's better, funnier, better looking, better at everything than the next person.
Karma?
Again, respect. Right. Along with me is Karma.
Hello.
Glenn.
Hey, hey.
We got producer Robin in the house.
Hello.
My name is Patrick. Let's get this thing going.
All right. Well, I have a confession.
What's that?
Don't judge me, but...
I'm not making any promises.
This always
no
is fun.
No promises.
Do we look like priests to you?
You literally were a priest that one Halloween.
Oh, Pastor Pat.
Don't you have your license too?
Oh, Reverend. Yeah, I have the internet. I don't know
you
how long.
You have the internet one. I don't know.
Because
yeah.
It only takes, if you want to be an ordained reverend, all you have to do is go on, I don't even remember which site it was, but you just fill out a little online thing and you can be an ordained reverend and you can get it put on your license.
You need to hang up a plaque on the wall. In this studio.
Reverend Patrick
Reverend
Robert.
Patrick.
That's how you should introduce yourself as that.
Reverend Patrick Robert.
Yes,
that's what I was
absolutely.
Always going to go for.
I like
Patrick
it.
Patrick Robert? Okay.
Yeah. Well, sounds more official, I guess.
Can I make a confession to you since you're a reverend?
Yes. I am fully ordained on the internet as one. So tell me, Karma.
All right. I'm entering the confessional. So, Reverend, I need your advice here.
What are you wearing?
I need God's forgiveness. No, you don't say what are you wearing.
Oh, right, no.
No, you're not actually a priest.
Okay, yeah.
She's not a teenage girl.
All right, exactly. All right, sorry. Let me just back
boy.
This up.
Teenage
Let me
boy.
Just back
Shame
this
on
up.
You,
By the way, side note.
I'm sure they're raping girls, too.
Michigan priests just got hauled all off to jail again, too,
No,
by the way.
That was my actual priest.
Yeah, Father Jack.
Yeah.
That was my family's, too.
No, that
yeah.
was yours. At which church?
The one in Wayne.
Oh, that was mine, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know you went there.
My other side of my family did. My godparents and stuff did.
You.
But the other one and my mom's side, or my dad's side, that one got arrested for pedophilia, too.
In the same bust?
No, prior to that.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
So,
it's really weird seeing your actual priest.
Both of mine
yeah.
when I was growing up. Wonder why we're
Double
not such
whammy.
A religious family anymore.
Right, Dad.
Maybe that has something to do with
it. People ask why my kids aren't baptized.
Exactly. What does that mean to you? All right, so we'll go back over to
okay.
your confession, Karma.
Right.
Reverend Patrick Robert is listening.
Right. Dear Reverend.
That's
okay,
a new character
so,
for the show is Reverend Patrick Robert.
I
Tell
like
me
it.
all your sins, Karma.
So, I have to admit, I have been throwing grubs over the fence line into my neighbor's yard.
That's a dick move. I fucking hate those things.
Wait, okay, so as someone who has a lawn service do his yard, because I'm a renter, not because I don't want to.
Because you're so wealthy.
Yeah, it's because, trust me, it's not that
He's
aspect.
Got it like that, the Reverend.
Yeah, the Reverend
he
Patrick
does,
Robert,
he
I
does.
Just have, you
He's
know.
He's always ordering his Uber Eats, getting his
The
lawn
congregation
done.
Is real kind to me, but... I don't know. Grubs are like those like big fat caterpillar things.
Yeah, they're not cute like caterpillars.
No, they're gross, right? They're
nasty,
real gross.
And they kill your yard.
They do kill
so
your yard.
So what do they do? How do they kill your yard exactly? Are they eating
eat
vegetation?
They eat the root, the grass roots
right.
underneath the ground, and it kills the grass.
Destroys.
Oh,
like,
so that's
where
you see people's
it
like dead lawns.
Everything. Yes.
Everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
And like,
most of that is from grubs.
What about your there are those gross looking things. Yeah, okay. They're like white,
Change
and they got like
screen,
sometimes
please.
They have red giant heads. Oh god!
Producer Robin is putting images of grubs on the screen, and they are just—they're
things made of nightmares.
They are
really.
They're worse
and
than
so
centipedes.
What, I have to ask, what is the purpose of you throwing these into his yard?
And where are you picking them up one
okay,
at a time?
First of
What's
all,
your collection
why are you
method?
Saying his yard? It could be a female. Women can own
because
property.
I'm a sexist.
Okay, fair enough.
You want me to call me out? You want to call me out?
Well, I mean, the honesty is what you get the bell for on that one,
yes.
at least.
Okay, so I've been digging a stream in my backyard, and I keep hitting grubs, all right?
So you're doing, like, extreme landscaping in your backyard if you're putting a stream in, right?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
So,
did you need a permit of any sort to do this?
I have no idea.
I was just wondering.
You
do. No, I guarantee
but
you
the reason
do.
I'm asking, I'm just trying to gauge how extreme is your landscaping.
You are supposed to be helping me, not getting me in trouble with the city.
Okay,
okay.
Okay, we'll just
so
move
that's
on.
Why you are Karma and we're
Yes.
right.
So, I keep hitting these grubs, and my mom is like, you should kill them But I don't want to kill them because I think that's really rotten. So I've just been throwing them over the fence into the neighbor's yard. Because you could throw a grub pretty far because they're pretty heavy.
Yeah, they're solid little things. They got some weight, right? Yeah,
it's like the same as throwing a quarter.
So what I see
So instead of you taking the responsibility and killing the thing that you're pulling up, which is a nuisance.
Murder,
you're murdering your neighbor's grass.
No, their yard's trashy. I've talked about their yard.
So you're starving out the
grubs. They are the ones, if you rewind a previous podcast, they are the ones that had the car in their backyard so long that it became part of the earth.
Oh, nature reclaimed it.
Yes.
Yeah. It became one with the earth in the backyard.
They don't mow their lawn. It's overgrown. So
you don't feel as bad throwing grubs into that jungle of a situation?
I feel bad enough that I had to confess it to you.
Right.
She totally did confess.
She's just looking for us to make her feel better about doing it. That's why it's what she's doing. Yes. She feels guilty, Glenn.
Yes. I'm kind of, because it's a dick move.
It kind of is, but at the same time, it's a dick move also to be a neighbor that doesn't take care of your lawn.
That guy's an asshole.
Yes. Oh, point for Pat. Point for Pat.
When that happens, there's always way more insects. There's chances of wildlife living back there.
We had rats because of their car. That's why I had to call the city on their car.
Right.
Like, there was actual raccoons, possums, and rats living in the car because it had no windows.
Do they have, like, what kind of a fence do they have? The fence, is it a privacy fence or is it, a fence you can
see
through?
They are renters.
Okay.
So, I put up a bamboo fence. So, have a fence just so I don't have to look at their stuff. But the bamboo fence is only, 7 feet tall, so I can really whip the grubs over it still.
Nice. So, what I was getting at is it's out there for everyone to see, basically, the whole time.
Yeah, I had to pay $400 for a fence to not have
to not look at the garbage in that person's backyard. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I had a neighbor like that, too. We put up just a piece of a privacy fence because we had trees in between.
Right. Well, you'll know if it's a dick move or not if he starts playing the Addams Family music for 6 years straight. Then you'll know the answer to that.
If you guys haven't listened to our previous podcast, you must, because... this guy was pissed.
That was dedication. Oh, yeah, it was the guy that played Addams Family music for 6 years, for 8 hours a day.
So Reverend Patrick.
Yes.
Reverend Patrick Robert.
Do I just need some Hail Marys
or what's going on here? Eat a grub?
No, that's murder.
No, I don't think you should feel too bad.
It is not murder.
Because A, they're renters, so they don't care about the backyard
anyways. Not one bit.
The only reason that the... city doesn't make them do it is because the city probably doesn't know about it being like that in the back. And if you don't call the city on them, you feel free to throw grubs in their yard that they don't care about anyways. So you're absolved of all your sins.
I appreciate it. Pat just gave me the sign of the cross.
Right. It was upside down, but it was one of those ones.
We do need a little music clip before your Reverend Patrick.
Right, when Reverend Patrick appears. Because it's that same thing. Like Glenn kind of hinted or alluded to it with his impression of the sound effects as the clouds part
it
and the sun comes through.
Kind
of that kind of the angelic hymns. Yeah.
I do like it.
I think so, too.
Moving along.
All right.
We have business meetings during our show, guys.
I have some great content for you guys today.
What part of the internet did you find this one on?
All over the place. Yeah. I was looking for...
How deep were you in
listen
it?
Listen to
I
this.
Was pretty deep this week.
This was deep, dude.
Deep in
I
the
was
web.
Looking... Let me tell you the topic, and you'll be like, whoa, that is deep. Craziest Walmart stories was my Google search.
It was a blog? I'm sure there's a blog about that, right? Somewhere?
This isn't like people of Walmart type thing. This is things that have happened at Walmart that have made the news.
Oh, cool.
I was trying to find the craziest shit ever. So, I'm going to tell you guys some stories and we're going to figure out which story is the most Walmart story, okay? Story number one comes to us from NewYorkPost.com. This actually just happened in June of 2019. Walmart had to issue an apology to a family because the family purchased a graduation cake. When the family put the cake out for graduation dinner, turns out it was made of styrofoam.
Well,
oh, like the model display and the thing. Like, somebody's fucked up.
Like the employee was lazy, and they're like, "Oh, just give them the last one."
I didn't even think that the display cake was styrofoam. I didn't even think of that.
They have to be. Yeah.
I just thought they put a new one in.
Yeah, it's styrofoam with frosting and sprinkles. So that's what they tried cutting into.
Oh, that's funny though, because they're like, "I don't know. We're supposed to give them a cake. Give them that one. That's not a real cake. They didn't notice it didn't weigh that much."
Yeah.
It's like, what, it's just made out of styrofoam? And
honestly, actually, yes. as awful as that is, this is such a funny story that your family could share forever than actually having a real cake and everyone forgets about it.
Imagine
next
standing around the table and everyone's like, all right, here we go, like, Karen. Cut the cake. You hear that styrofoam noise when you like crumple up styrofoam. Like, and it's like, and you're like, what? What is that?
Robin spends 4 to 6 hours every time our kid's birthday to make these cool ass cakes.
I do too.
Everybody just demolishes and nobody. Yeah,
I do too.
Oh, that was good. It's a cake.
Well, producer Robin, what was the coolest cake you ever made?
She's made a lot of them. She's made Mario Kart tracks. I made a Mario Kart too.
I did a Mortal Kombat. I did a replica Little Caesar's pizza. Oh, that's a good one. Star Wars is a good one.
Did you do the Death Star?
She did a version of the Death Star.
All right, cool. It wasn't made of styrofoam, though, was it?
All edible shit.
All stuff you could actually eat?
Yeah, no, it has to be edible things, but you can use whatever things you want. Like, you could use, you know, like, biscotti as a support beam.
Did you ever
like,
watch that, the Crazy Creations on Netflix? The one with the chick that dresses up like the vampire or whatever?
I don't like those cooking shows.
No, but she makes all the really weird, like, themed Halloween cakes and cookies and candies.
It's a cooking show. I don't watch cooking either.
No, but she was doing what you guys were describing. She just makes crazy cakes and
stuff. Well, I bet it's not as good as my stuff. And Robin stuff.
You don't have your own Netflix show.
Okay, so that's
not yet, right?
Jeez.
Apparently, they just let anybody give a show on Netflix, which kind of makes it fun to watch this stuff. You're like, oh, I wonder who they gave money to this time. Yeah. The wrong people. All right.
But
sometimes they give it to the right people.
Netflix content is still way better than Amazon Prime because I think Amazon Prime is like, what can we get for $100?
Yeah, right.
This.
Right. This gonna work for 50.
What can we overpay for? That. Right here. All right. Yeah. But they know one thing, too. Amazon finally did for their app, for their streaming app, is they let Google Chromecast cast to it now. Because Amazon and Google sell some of the same kind of stuff. And they weren't letting each other use their stuff on each other's platforms, like YouTube and everything
else. And
they're
like, Netflix is a pretty big competitor. But now you can actually step up.
Stream from your phone to your TV now. Amazon Prime.
Every
if you have a Google Chromecast.
Every single site should have that. It's
right, that's what I'm saying. It took
forever.
Who doesn't
have that? Yeah, who
Amazon
lot,
wouldn't let you.
A lot of places don't.
Yeah,
really?
Amazon wouldn't let you.
Yeah. Okay, so we have Styrofoam Cake was the first crazy Walmart story.
And then they had to have like written apology. I would hope so.
I'm
or
sure.
Well, according to you guys,
Facebook post.
Don't they deserve $10,000?
No. Oh, my God.
According to you two, they should be owed $10,000 in a lawsuit.
No, they're only out $30.
I
they should get
you.
A real cake made.
Next, we have female shoppers squirted in face with semen. A West Virginia man confessed to following female shoppers around Walmart and trying to squirt them in the eyes with semen that he had in a syringe. Thoughts?
Well, first I would think of the transporting the semen into the syringe.
Yeah, I was wondering
that. Would have to, like, you would have to use it, I don't know, in
I
a
don't
cup.
Think it's one of those syringes.
Oh, you just
like
get
a little
cup,
one.
And then you just pull the hammer back on it
oh,
and
you
sucks
think
it up.
Oh, it's like
the kid's medicine
thing?
One. Yeah, the kid's medicine ones. You know the kid's medicine ones?
Or those, like, turkey injectors.
Turkey,
no, turkey baster, too.
That'd
be
too big. God, there'd be a lot of cum.
What was that one horror movie?
You gotta have a lot to squirt. Like, you gotta project it.
You gotta collect it for a minute.
See, I think the kid's thing works the best. The kid, you don't have a kid that you don't understand. They got
the medicine
little,
droppers.
Yeah,
well, that way you only have to blow like a couple loads into a cup to get a little bit here.
But to get a projectile,
does it dry
squirt,
up though? I've
that's
never
what
seen
I was
semen,
wondering.
Like a day later,
no,
it's always down the toilet.
No, he's probably in the car in the parking lot getting ready.
Oh he's
fresh.
Blowing a few
right.
out.
This is fresh.
Go in there and he's got one in each hand and he's just like squirt, squirt, like Spider-Man. But what would is, be kind
what was
of like
he going
Spider-Man.
For, though?
The face.
Yeah, no, I get that, but like...
the face.
I get that.
Face.
Oh,
you want to shoot cum on an actual face.
But what you're trying to ask
yeah,
is...
what is he going for?
What is he... I don't know. He looks like he's just trying to get his seed out there.
Quick,
he's
quick.
Trying panspermia.
Oh,
like
the...
That
according to the image that producer Robin found online, it does indeed look like one of the kids or a pet... medicine droppers, if that is legitimately the thing he used.
According to the picture.
According to the picture.
Sure.
However, the picture could just be like a generic syringe. Anyway, there are sometimes he couldn't produce enough semen, so he used egg yolks mixed with flour and spit.
Maybe he should just like blow his nose into it while he's at it. Right?
Oh, guys, it says he would masturbate in the Walmart bathroom.
Oh, even closer than the parking
that's,
lot.
That's real fresh.
Mm, right.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
top it off.
Yeah. Farm to table.
Yeah. Double bell for right, you. That right. is fantastic.
That was good.
So, which story is more Walmart?
I don't know what, it's terrifying, all of them, but the guy with the semen.
Yeah, we gotta give it to him.
Because he's even done this multiple times, because he ran out.
Well, and you also yeah. know he was wearing a trench coat, right? That's a law. You have to wear a trench coat if you're going to run around throwing
Where's
semen
he
at people.
From?
Beating
Florida?
Off in a bathroom.
Didn't it say
West
Virginia?
Virginia.
West Virginia? The Not, first one was Florida.
It's either that or meth. What are you going to do?
Meth. Do
but,
meth.
No, but the meth guy was jerking off in the baptismal fountain that one time.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
That was in like San Diego or San Francisco. It was
Something.
A rapper. Wasn't he a rapper?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
We had just a meth
he
problem.
He was so ill, too.
Yeah. Okay, so next we have, this one comes to us from the Sunshine State. This is a 350-pound Florida man. He goes into Walmart, he steals two televisions, he runs out the door.
I'm guessing he leisurely jogged.
Listen.
I'm going with Glenn on leisurely jogging out there.
Yeah.
He's got a TV and he's 350.
I'm surprised.
It's not a sprint, I can tell
this,
you that much.
Like, this is an actual situation where you need the non-handicap wheelchair.
Yes.
Anyway, so as he's making his getaway, he was compromised when his pants fell down. His pants contained his driver's license, which fell out of his pocket as he ran from
did.
Cops. But then the guy is continuing to try to run, and a crack pipe falls out of his ass, followed by a Brillo pad.
Yeah, the Brillo pad's used in the crack pipe as a filter.
But out of his ass? Like, literally, out of his asshole?
No, that was where I was going to go with it, was is I don't know about storing your crack pipe in your ass crack.
You got to put your lips on that, homie.
That's what I'm saying, right?
He put the Brillo up first because it fell out last.
Well, you use the Brillo pad as a filter.
Whoa.
In a crack
pipe. No, that's not the point, Pat.
Shh. He went Brillo first.
Brillo first.
Up is it up his ass or you think it's? I think he's got it in his ass crack.
Ass crack. That's what I'm thinking
it
too.
It says.
I think ass
it
crack.
Says in
I don't think you're fitting a Brillo
anus.
Pad up your ass.
No.
What do you consider in the anus?
Well, I would say
not a Brillo pad.
No. That's not
what I meant. But I would think anything touching the rim. You know what I'm saying? That's technically in your ass.
But has it broken the circumference?
You talk
crack
about...
pipe and Brillo.
See, I can see a crack pipe.
I can. No, he's
although
350-pound guy.
He's got a lot of crack.
He's got enough ass crack.
Like literally, this guy's got a lot of crack.
There's a lot of that's a lot of ass crack on
so
a big dude like that.
Which is more Walmart, the Brillo ass or the last one?
Semen sprayer.
I don't know. The Brillo, that's very Walmart to have a 350-pound guy trying to run out with a big screen TV.
Pants fall down.
Leisurely jog.
Like, okay, to him it was running.
Pants
well, to
fall
him
down.
It was a 40.
His ID falls out
of
the pocket.
Out of a wallet and a crack pipe out of his ass
you
with a Brillo pad.
I like it.
That's pretty Walmart.
That's pretty Walmart, too. But the dude, the other dude, that could have been anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's just, like, I could see that guy with the semen thing on, like, a Subway.
Yeah, but as much as I hate
not
Walmart.
Not a Subway, but, like, a Subway.
If you were in Walmart at the time, would you rather have a guy walk up to some chick, my wife, and squirt semen in her eye, or just watch a fat dude leisurely run with TVs?
I would choose neither one of those two things
but
first.
But if you had to.
If I had to.
What would you rather witness?
Oh, I would rather witness the guy, the fat guy.
For sure.
Because I don't want to see someone get hit in the face with test tube jizz in the face.
That's not in front of your phone, in front of the toilet.
I still don't want to see that.
I don't either. Close I don't understand eyes. The whole facial.
Yeah, right. I it's close so my eyes and think,
by the way,
think
that's
of a happy
weird
place.
To me. Yeah, I think it's just,
wrinkle reducer.
It is. It just totally use is. It on your crow's feet.
Yeah.
Okay, so
maybe he was doing a public service. Yeah, right. Did we think
oh,
about that?
Oh, they're well, wrinkly. And
they're
he's
wrinkly.
Like,
yeah. Well, yeah. You could use yeah. some sperm in your eye.
You might be onto something with the skincare. He could be just like. Hey, you're looking
line.
Like you're about 36 and you could use
I
a little
see the
rejuvenation.
Crow's feet.
Yes.
Right. I see the crow's feet.
If you walk through Macy's, they always spray you with perfume or you
all
have like makeup or anything else. They'll have you free samples of there. So he was just kind of running around
he
the idea of that.
It.
He might have been there. Exactly.
He was running out of supply, so he mixed up some egg and
well,
spit.
Trying to drum up business.
Yeah, you got
you gotta
okay.
give out free
samples.
Who are
samples. We giving the Walmart award to so far? Brillo ass, or what did you call it? The
Brillo
semen,
ass, just
semen
for thinking at 350 pounds you can run.
Or, I'm going
like,
to give...
You, where was he running to with that? Did he have the car outside started?
I'm going to give it to Brillo ass because he went Brillo first right up the
well,
ass.
Well, then and then he screwed himself he basically beast. Out of it. And it's funny because that's what happens when a big guy runs with his pants fall down.
I'm not the fastest dude in the world, but if I added another 200 pounds...
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I'm moving slow-mo. There is
but
no
those,
run.
Those TVs aren't light.
The semen guy is more disgusting. And the big guy trying to steal the two TVs and his pants falling down and the crack pipe falling out is very Walmart. So
the
I'm going to go,
is
which is more
Walmart?
Walmart.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is more Walmart.
Well, not which is more atrocious because that's the semen being squirted into a stranger's face. But yeah, more Walmart, big
Brillo.
Dude.
All yeah. right, so then we have... Walmart thief attempts to flee on the store's electric scooters. So, he...
My guess already, I'm just going to say this. It ran out of juice before he could get away. Because they're never, they're
never
always plugged
charged.
In and they're always out of batteries. No. That's my guess. All right, continue.
So, this man attempted to steal vodka and an Adidas sun visor, as well as a TV antenna and Mardi Gras cups. He jumped
on he was going to a party.
Something went wrong in this guy's life.
What? He was really like a real life super bad situation going
yeah.
on is what it was, right?
Louisiana.
Okay, so yeah.
So Mardi Gras does make sense.
Yeah, he was trying to get to
trying
a party.
To get party on. But yeah, so he jumps on the electric scooter and he attempts to flee. But it was very easy to catch him, so...
Because they go 4 miles an hour at the most
at the,
if they're
no
charged.
Way. There's
really?
No
four
way.
Miles an hour?
I right. doubt it.
Well, if you put 600 pounds on it, it's going to go less than... It's top speed supposed to be 4 miles an hour or something of that nature.
So which is
I
more Walmart?
I bet you the fat guy got away faster than
that's
this
that's what
dude.
I'm saying. I'm still going with Brillo okay. ass. Brillo ass, because this guy sounds like a drunk college kid.
That's true.
That's just
he
in
does.
Louisiana for Mardi Gras.
But he's like 45.
And he gambled all of his money away or spent it on drugs, and now he has to go to a party, so he goes to steal a fifth and something else, and he figures he's going to get away on one of those
I love
little
how
roller
Pat
things.
Always tries to
he
explain
tries to
away.
The
he
way.
Tries so hard.
That's
like,
what I saw with that. That's
he
what
really
that one,
does try.
I just love, my favorite part about that entire story was the Adidas visor.
The Adidas visor, yeah. yeah.
A fucking visor. Yeah.
Well,
what kind of a douche wears a visor?
And it's probably upside down and backwards, too.
I bet.
Yeah.
Upside down and backwards.
A white
yeah.
shell necklace.
Puka shell? Oh, it has to be.
With a Sox button with up sandals. Shirt on with either just a wife beater or no shirt.
No, the Tommy Bahama or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Socks and sandals and khaki shorts, cargo
mm-hmm.
shorts.
For sure.
With, yeah, Ray-Bans on his forehead.
Oh, on top of the visor. Most
oh, yeah.
Back off Ray-Bans.
Yeah. yeah. Yeah, the Faye bands.
We
okay.
we all know this guy. So that's not
we
very
do.
Walmart.
We
yeah.
do. He used
that's,
to hang out with us.
That's everybody in Walmart. Yeah,
that's mostly people in Walmart, but I'm still going with the Brillo pad up the ass
Brillo
with the crack pipe
ass.
And the TVs.
Okay, then we have this man is running around Walmart dumping flour on other shoppers' heads. His last attack was a 68-year-old woman.
That's the only person he can get away from. What an asshole.
Yeah,
prankster.
That's terrible.
Prankster.
Yeah, prankster. Oh, let's yeah. just assault
him.
The
yeah,
elderly.
Prankster.
Yeah.
There's a handicapped kid over there. Let's get him quick.
yeah. Yeah.
He's not going anywhere.
Tip the blind kid. Hurry.
Right. I hit the brakes on his wheelchair. It's cool, bro. He can't get out.
So this dude would run down the flower aisle, open up a bag, then take the whole bag and go dump it on top of an old lady or old man's or kid's head and run away giggling.
Well, his mugshot looks like he's either about to see the biggest phallus in the world coming towards his mouth. He's got his tongue out
oh, wait
like
a minute.
Miley
That's
Cyrus.
That's not even the same guy. Producer Robin pulled up a picture of a guy
That's wrong. Florida man.
It's the top right, top left. Sorry, up.
Well, over. Yeah, we got. Oh, that guy. Okay. Well, both of them, apparently this is a common thing to go to Walmart.
And he's a giant man, by the way. This dude is huge.
He looks like a football player.
Yeah, he's huge.
He actually does. He looks like he'd play for the Ravens.
Giant neck, big head, giant shoulders.
So even if he poured the flour on you, you'd be like, oh, man, this sucks.
Oh, so he was doing that to, like, senior citizens?
Yeah. Why couldn't he do it to, like, me? I'd be like, you're huge. This sucks. I'm good.
Like we said last show, it depends on the size of the guy, depending on what I'm going to do.
Yeah, exactly. My convenience depends on your size.
Exactly.
This dude pours flour on your head, Pat. Yeah, you're not doing shit. My convenience
depends on your size. That should be a t-shirt.
It should. It really should.
Because this dude is massive, and I'd be like, well, I'm not even going to say nothing.
Well, this sucks. Yeah.
You know what you do?
Thank you. I was hoping someone would do that.
You know what you do is you avoid eye contact. You look, you avoid all eye contact. You pretend like you don't see it, you go down the next aisle, is all you do.
Yeah.
You know, you just whisper in his ear, I was missing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, so which is more Walmart? Is it the flower prankster or our Brillo ass?
Brillo ass.
It's a crack pipe Brillo pad.
Ass. Okay.
So next. What was your Google search, by the way? Did you just Google search Walmart, Florida, and see what came up?
No. They're actually, all over the country. These are all over the place. This was a lot of work for me, Glenn.
I'm messing with you. It was a very good
segment.
This
took me an
segment.
Entire night of looking at Walmart stories to find the best of the best. Okay. So now we have Utterly Nuts. Walmart thief dressed head to toe as cow. So, this happens in Arkansas, ironically.
Well, there's a lot of cows out there in Arkansas, so he's just going to steal something and go pretend he's a cow in the field.
She.
Oh,
she
must have been a big
girl. She is an African-American female, and she has a legit head-to-toe cow outfit on, even the, like, udders and everything. And
is it a realistic-looking cow?
Not realistic.
Or is it a cartoonish-looking, like, cosplay kind of thing, like a silly thing?
It's like pajamas. Shit. Yeah. It looks like a Snuggie.
Yeah, exactly.
But a cow with udders, but it's
right, so it looks childish.
When I go to commit crimes, though, I make sure to wear the most obscure thing that anybody's ever seen.
And then I jump into my bright yellow Corvette and do a couple donuts in the parking lot and then challenge people to a quarter mile race out front.
Throw some flour on a head.
Throw some flour in the end, and then I just take off really loud.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
So she went into the Walmart. She was acting very suspicious. And
yeah, just by wearing the cow outfit,
right.
You're already suspicious,
yes,
right?
Correct. And loss prevention approached her. She attempted to run into the bathroom and remove her costume, but then they nabbed her. And I am
Wasn't me. She was obviously wearing a cow outfit. I'm wearing a hoodie. See, there's two totally different girls.
Do you guys want to guess what she was trying to steal?
Do I look like
it's
I have
one
udders?
Thing.
In Walmart?
Yeah, in Walmart. It's one thing.
Wasn't any Rolex watches. She was probably stealing like
Let me know it's a DVD.
She's 27.
Give me a DVD. How great would that be?
She was trying to fit a 40 of Mike's Hard Lemonade upper or something like that.
Flonays.
Like one of those kettle pots?
It's like a sinus.
No, it's just a sinus.
Like a sinus
shit.
Well, aren't people like addicted to nasal spray?
I heard there's something in it that you can be addicted to.
So.
No, there is something.
Is that why
that
she's
to?
Just going to steal nasal spray, or she had like a really bad cocaine addiction and a no money? So then she like goes to Walmart to get Flonase to blow out her like sinuses so she can re-consume.
So I would like you.
Once again,
I would like
Pat
you to draft
is trying.
I want him to draft up the story of why she was in the cow outfit in the first
place. Oh,
well,
nice.
It's not near Halloween.
Well, she probably had some crazy costume party with a bunch of drugs involved. Usually weird shit is because, I mean, she's wearing that. I mean, it's pretty obvious that that's her. So she's probably cosplaying some weird deviant party.
Okay, so she's cosplaying.
And she needs more drugs, so she needs Flonase.
But she can't take any more coke unless she gets her nose unplugged, so
right,
she grabs
so,
the Flonase?
Yeah, she goes and steals Flonase from Walmart, but she still has her cow outfit on.
But
wouldn't
Flonase be
kind
of easy to steal, though? It's like small, right? It's
right.
Not when you're in a cow outfit and everyone's looking at you.
Not when you're in a cow outfit,
no.
Glenn.
Not at all.
That's what I'm saying. It was just a failed attempt because if you're thinking, wow, that sounds like a stupid story, yeah, probably more than likely happened too. Something of that nature.
Right. There are some things that are so stupid, they must be true.
Right. That's my idea behind that one.
So then...
Crazy coat cosplay party. I love it, Pat.
Now, this one's something you guys will have to tell producer Robin and I about because we don't know a lot about urinals. South Carolina police are on the hunt for Walmart urinal creeper. So what this guy's doing, he's 26 years old and he's from Tennessee, but he goes to the South Carolina Walmart, goes in the urinals, waits for someone to pull up next to him, start pissing, and then goes to touch them.
How is he not stabbed yet?
Well, because he knows they're not going anywhere for a second, right? So he's like, it's time to make my move.
If a guy comes and grabs my dick at the urinal, he's getting stabbed.
Is he grabbing their dicks at the urinal?
He's grabbing their dick.
He's just like, let me hold that for you.
No, he doesn't say anything. He just goes right in for the
grab.
Maybe
he should start saying something beforehand. Maybe someone would be like, okay.
Yeah. There's plenty of dudes out there that'd be like, you know what?
I'm already in Walmart.
Yeah. It's been a rough week.
I've had a long day. I've had a real long day. I'm tired of holding stuff. You're good.
So, Lift with both hands. It's big.
I just freestyle it. No, no hands.
Are the urinals close enough that you can easily reach over and grab it?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, they are.
They're like maybe 3-4 inches
apart. You have to jut, though.
4 inches?
You have to jut.
Yeah, like they're right next to each
other. So if someone's... If someone's 320 pounds, yeah, you could not.
They're all up in your space.
Oh, they're in your, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No absolutely. Kidding.
They don't put a lot of space in between those. They put as many as they can in.
That sounds really awful.
Dude, like if you go to like the sporting events or anything like that, sometimes it's just a trough filled with ice that you have to go and pee in.
It's a trough.
I've heard about that.
And then everyone stands next to you, so everyone's just whizzing with their dicks out.
That was the first time I seen grown man dick was at the urinal at... And you're surrounded by the Silver Dome.
You're surrounded so by it. Would and everything not, smells like piss in there.
It would not be difficult to just grab someone's dick.
One on each side if you want.
You can be quick. Yeah, you can be quick.
Oh, really?
You do have to jut a little bit.
That's what you do. You think you do one of the moves like the old school dating in the movies where you're like yawn and you put both arms over. And then you're like, boom, grab two dicks. And then you're just double dicking. And then you're double dicking. Then you're going down the ski slalom with two hands.
You know what I'm saying?
You're just like, bam.
Now, when you're personally pissing, do you kind of like peep around to make sure no one's going in?
You stare straight ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Anybody that turns their goddamn head is a sick fucking bastard.
Big shout out to the places that put something to read right up there by the urinal.
Like the TV screen.
Like, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be like your specials or something there at the day. Just give me something to look
at. Buffalo Wild Wings has TVs. It's awesome.
Yeah, right there.
They should be a sponsor because you love that place.
Right.
They really should.
Because I can pee and watch the game.
Well.
I hate missing the game when I have to pee.
You can do it now on...
I fucking hate missing the game when I have to pee.
You do it on your phone while you're in the bathroom. Though.
As much as I drink, yeah, I gotta pee.
You just find ice cream and go. That's all you gotta do.
I can find ice cream.
Okay, so out of all those stories, who do you want to give the most Walmart award to?
I'm going with the Big Brother again.
I'm still going Big Brother, and I don't understand how this guy is still living unless his people enjoy it.
Oh, the urinal dick grabber?
The urinal grabber.
Oh, man, yeah.
Unless people enjoy it, how is he still alive?
No, but that's like more of like a
dude,
truck
I'm swinging
stop.
And stomping the
I
hell
think
out of this
it
dude.
Just catches you so off guard that you're still mid-piss.
But he's in there first, so that means you go to the urinal next
but
to
that,
him.
But I'm saying...
Have you ever went to the urinal
how
next to
how many urinals
somebody?
Does Walmart have?
Not only four.
Like three or four.
Again, maybe he puts himself right in the center
of
the three.
It doesn't matter because the
you have no choice.
I would walk to the...
It's more of a truck stop thing. It's not a Walmart thing. The question is, what's more Walmart?
A crack pipe falling out of a 350-pound man's ass while running with
two TVs. Yes.
And a Brillo pad.
So yeah, that's more Walmart because the other thing is more like rest area.
That's very true.
If he would take it to the rest area, he'd probably be 50-50.
Right.
Gotta be styling. So he'd be jerking dicks all day.
Yeah, congratulations, big man. You officially won.
He won the most, what was it?
The most Walmart.
The most Walmart.
Absolutely most Walmart.
Carba's hard work paid off. That was a phenomenal segment.
Thank you very, very much. So now I have one of our most debated topics, and it's not lawsuits, but this is an interesting one. This is food batteries. We've discussed some food batteries again, and I know how heated the conversation gets. So here we go. First food battery. Customer scalds Burger King worker. So a teen was very angry that she stormed into a Burger King and threw a cup of scalding coffee on the employee. The employee suffered burns on her face, hands, and arms.
No cheeseburger being wrong in any sort of way is worth throwing scalding anything on anybody.
I can't think of a single situation that would occur that you would be like,
it's justified
remedy.
Right.
Justified assault?
Like to throw scalding hot coffee on someone's face.
Short of like
nothing,
threatening my kid's life?
Nothing from
or grabbing my dick at the urinal?
Right.
Oh, urinal dick.
Nothing is warranting an assault.
You shouldn't be drinking your coffee at the urinal.
Do people eat when they're there? Do they just hold their burger in their hand?
I don't know.
Going?
Sometimes I'll find like parts of like burgers or stuff.
Dude, I've seen like fries and shit on top of them. I've seen
I've seen
beers
like,
and drinks. I don't ever take
beers and drinks. Yeah, that I can.
I see like parts of food like they were chewing and it fell out of their mouth or they had one hand they were eating it.
Gross.
You know that blows my mind about people eating in the.
Yeah, I found like fries and shit on top of toilets. It's like,
what are you doing with your life?
You don't take
what
your food
you
in there with
you.
Right. That's just not right in any way, shape, or form.
Now, this assault, Glenn is going to think is very justified. Man arrested for McDonald's condiment attack. What is the weirdest food assault we've heard so far? The piece of cookie?
No, it wasn't the piece of cookie.
The burrito
was
probably
still assault.
The worst.
She hit him with a goddamn cookie. I'm still arguing this.
It was the Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, the Philly cheesesteak. But Philly we agreed. No, the burrito,
hot and
I think.
Cheesy and the wet burrito.
The wet burrito beat that.
But we did not confirm that it was a wet burrito.
Yeah, we
it
couldn't confirm if it was
wet
or not.
It got all over her freaking
torso. So if you're not listening to our previous podcast,
you need
so lost. Yeah,
anyway.
So, Glenn likes dry ass burritos. That's all I know. That's what I learned from it.
Condiment attack. So, Oscar Ferreira Jr. attacked a woman with whom he has a child in the couple's motel room in Florida. He became angry and began arguing with her because the wrong food was brought home from McDonald's. He then pelted her with a sweet and sour dipping sauce. She called police and he was arrested.
Well, that's...
It's assault.
No.
He hit her with something.
A
it's
sauce
assault.
Packet?
Right now, if I lightly throw this...
Glenn, it was a sauce packet.
It doesn't matter. If I lightly throw
this
at Robin, right now, Robin can press charges.
Glenn has a lighter
in his
hand.
If I gently tossed it to her and it hit her, that is still assault.
Robin, if Glenn hit you with a lighter, would you press charges?
It is still technically
nor
assault.
Nor would I.
But hang on.
I'm going to
throw the lighter
assault.
At Glenn or at Pat and
assault.
See if he presses charges.
I'm going to throw a cotton
if
ball
he presses
at him
charges,
so hard.
You can throw one and it's still assault. How is it not?
If somebody threw a sauce packet at somebody and they called the cops on him, unless
this
it like blinded
you. This relationship's already awful. He's already mad about
does
bad
it,
McDonald's.
Does it make a difference that it's sweet and sour that was thrown? Would it have been different if it was
ketchup
ranch or
barbecue?
Ketchup
may have been a little more dense.
I'm just saying, if you threw a ketchup packet at him, like,
it's
she should be arrested.
I'm guessing he said ranch, and she brought home the sweet and sour.
Oh, now his story is becoming justifiable.
Because you're not going to throw the sauce you want. No one would ever do that, ever, under any circumstance.
No, yeah. If I told her to barbecue with my nuggets and she brings home sweet and sour...
However,
I might not be here next week.
However, you know it's not that chick's fault. It's the McDonald's people's fault, and you know that.
Allegedly.
No, you know
well,
it.
I honestly
maybe
don't,
she plotted against
unless
him.
He was a major league pitcher, I'm pretty sure hitting someone with a sauce
still
packet
assault.
Isn't going to be
it doesn't matter.
Justifiably
Dude,
being arrested.
I could be arrested for assault for that.
But how much force can that sauce...
Doesn't matter. It's still assault.
Do you think the cops enjoy coming to calls like this?
It doesn't matter.
This is somebody who thinks harassment is legal.
I don't think harassment is legal.
No, you did say. You said there's no laws against it.
Verbal?
Wait, you're saying there is laws against verbal or there's not?
There's not.
Yes, harassment is against the law.
Okay. But assaulting somebody with food is not.
Well, it's a sauce packet.
No, doesn't matter.
I'm just saying suck it up, Buttercup. That's all I'm saying.
I'm with you, but it's still assault.
So, yeah, there's that. So, Pat, you are officially saying that you...
I don't think he should be in jail.
What are you in for?
Yeah, right. I threw a sauce packet at my girlfriend.
I told that bitch to bring ranch.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So, like, I threw a sauce packet at her and I'm in here. It's been 6 months now.
Speaking of fast food, Secret menu items. Do you guys know of any secret menu items, or do you guys order any secret menu items?
No.
I've heard of the secret menu items. I watched a YouTube video on it about a couple of years ago, but I don't remember any of it. I know McDonald's, Burger King, because
they're
Taco
pretty
Bell,
much
they
all
a bunch
unremarkable.
Of weird shit.
Yeah, they're pretty just, unremarkable, I believe.
That's a perfect summary, Pat.
Yeah, that's why they're not on the menu, because I mean, we got it.
McDonald's have biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, you don't want
I
that.
I remember that. Yeah, well, that was the one that I remember.
I'm
that
sure
McDonald's
you don't want
had,
that.
Yeah, biscuits and
that
gravy.
That should be one of our podcasts. We try secret
Well,
because,
you know,
items.
You can only imagine that, like, the gravy's probably in a plastic bag that they just either boil or
in
heat
a plastic
up.
Bag.
And they True. Just put it on top of your, like, the stale biscuit that's been frozen for, like, a day or two. So, like, if you want biscuits and gravy, literally they're, like, $4 at any diner. What are you cool. doing?
Diner biscuits and gravy is
Oh, those
amazing.
Are usually good.
You find a nice mom and pop shop?
Oh, cool. Right. Yes.
Forget about
not,
it.
It's the gravy out of a bag, just like McDonald's is doing. Mm-hmm.
So the first one we have is called the Monster Mac, and obviously this is from McDonald's.
Burger King has a suicide burger?
That's on here. Wait, you're reading it? Stop reading the screen, Pat. It's
Producer Robin's ahead of the game.
Yeah,
Producer
right.
Robin is ruining this piece
I
of
just
content.
Saw suicide burger
We're getting
the
to
screen.
That, okay? First up, we have the Monster Mac. What the Monster Mac is a lot of beef patties crammed between three layers of bread. Do you want to guess how many patties?
Three.
Five.
Eight.
Oh.
Jesus.
Yeah. Eight beef patties just and three
of
layers of
The only
bread.
Thing we need to say after that is America.
No, next. No, they wonder why everybody's overweight. That's what they offer.
That is correct. Yeah.
Who orders that? I don't even want to know.
No,
a family better order.
The guy
the
that
Brillo
with the crack
guy.
Pipe falling
yeah.
out of his ass would
ass.
Order that.
Yes, okay. he sure would. He'd order two. And a Diet Coke.
Seems legit.
Okay, Kentucky Fried Chicken poutine. Now, the trick to this is you have to get the KFC that is connected to the A&W. You order...
Already too much too much to go
was.
On it.
I know KFC's hooked up to Taco Bell, right?
Yeah,
There's
that's
like
all I know.
I didn't
now.
Know they were hooked up yeah. together, A&W.
Now, what you do is you get the A&W cheese curds, and then you get the KFC gravy, and then you make your own poutine. That's how you do it.
Well, yeah, but that
I'm
sounds
down
like
with that, though.
Too much work, though. You have to search out a KFC A&W.
Have you had good poutine, though?
Yeah,
no,
but
delicious.
I'm
no,
guaranteeing
I
you wouldn't be
delicious.
From that place.
No,
though,
it wouldn't.
So
no, it
saying.
Would not.
Unless
it
there's one not. At the end of your street, I wouldn't go out of your way to try
it. I tried
find
it for
it.
The first time last month at Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. It was
well,
really
you had different,
bland
you had weird
and greasy
poutine.
And yeah, it wasn't a quality one, and I'm not interested in trying it.
Well, you had a weird specialty one.
Next, there is Subway. This is the pizza sub. What you do is you order double cheese, add beef, olives, green pepper, and onions toasted. Then you get your pizza sauce and you have a pizza sub. You can also start with the spicy pepperoni and then add your tomato sauce, cheese, so on and so forth. You end up with
no,
pizza
that's,
sub.
That's stupid.
It doesn't sound no. like anything special.
No, it's
like,
not.
It's not a secret
literally
menu.
That you
that's,
could,
you
no
could
secret to
do
it.
That. Yeah,
they have all those toppings available to you at all times. It's not like you need to know about it.
I mean, Tubby's makes an actual pizza sub, pizza steak and cheese. Pretty
yeah,
delicious.
Those are good, but
it's
I'm just saying it's like that
there.
Doesn't...
It's so good.
All right, so this person is obviously just trying to pad out the article.
Oh, you're right.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
When they used to send like cocktail like suggestions from the liquor reps, they would always like... try to put as many drinks as they can on them with like whatever liquor they're trying to promote. And one time it was like Jaeger. So they had like four or five different kinds of shots you could make with Jaeger. And they were just trying to fill out more space because the very bottom one was Jaeger and tonic. It was like, oh, they must have just ran out of ideas
right.
and needed to
you
put that
pad
on there,
the
right?
stat.
It was like pad this like stat. This wicked apple, this one other thing. I'm like, wow, there's a lot of thought and process and put into these. And then the last one's Jaeger and tonic. I'm like, sure no one in their right mind would ever order
ever
Jaeger and tonic.
Under any
They're just like, that seems like a lot of empty space on the bottom there. And the font's pretty big already. So we're going to have to just add something else. They're
yeah.
padding out the article.
Because you can only put so many photos in the
right.
article.
This one, they're like, well, did you know there was pizza sauce and pepperoni yeah. and cheese at a Subway? Yes.
Yes.
Everyone does.
The only other option to pad
Why
the article
beef, though,
is make a
pepperoni.
Slideshow.
I don't know, because this article is making shit up at this point.
All right, on to the next.
Now, this one I legit have not heard of. It's the McDonald's Mc1035. Have you heard of this?
It better
no.
not be $10.35. The Mc $15.
Now, this is a secret menu item
An hour.
Only available at 10:35 a.m. It has to be 10:35 or you cannot
order. When they're getting rid of
it.
All of their breakfast stuff?
Correct. What you get if you order the Mc1035
is regret.
Well, that too.
Shame.
But
ulcers.
It's an egg McMuffin with two burger patties inside of it.
No. No, why? No one. It's what? Not a secret.
That's
sounds
why
like a
they
child
only
made
offer
that.
It during that 60-second interval.
It's only 60 seconds.
If it right. Well, 10:35. If it was good, it'd be on the menu.
Right. I'm saying it sounds like a 4-year-old was up there, and they're like, egg "All right, McMuffins. You can make whatever you want, Billy." And he's like, "I want an egg McMuffin with two burgers." Right. That's what I feel like. That's what I see out of that. We'll call it the Marty. Put it on the menu. We'll just have it on the secret menu, actually.
No one's going to order it, so we don't want to print it on the actual menu.
Just hurry up. He's in his MLS.
Right.
Okay. Next secret menu item, In-N-Out. I know it's one of Glenn's favorite places. You can order well-done fries.
I did not know that.
You can. Yeah.
Well, you can order those anywhere like that, can't you?
I don't think so because they have timers. You just push the button.
Well, restaurants, you can like.
Yeah, restaurants, you can do whatever because it's a cook back there. But yeah, that's just they have to be mass produced. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that. Did not know that.
We are now on to the Burger King Suicide Burger. This is also known as Heaven and a Smile inside of a sesame seed bun. Hey,
should we get Reverend Patrick?
Yeah, right. For suicide. What we should do is realize that I always knew Burger King had some pretty piss poor marketing for a while, but I didn't know they were bad at this much. The suicide burger?
They're going under, by the way. They're losing seven. How many?
I mean, did you try the taco?
Yeah, they're losing a boatload of stores. Burger King's going down.
Oh, that taco.
All right, back to the secret menu.
Okay.
All right. But the suicide burger.
The McSuicide. This is almost as bad as that McRotten.
The McRotten. Yeah.
The McTerrible.
Yeah. It sounds like a good thing. Let's put it out there.
McRotten. Okay, anyway. This is 4 beef patties, 4 slices of cheese, bacon, and special sauce.
I guess it is a suicide in some ways.
Because
you're
as
just
bad
giving
as
up,
that.
Right?
Yeah, at that point, you've gave up on life.
Not everything.
That 8 patties was worse. 8 patties.
It's either
breaths.
Do I eat the burger or do I commit suicide?
Right,
and
right.
They ate the burger.
And then you're like, I feel so gross, I'm going to commit suicide now.
Right.
Because, whatever's in here, it's.
Yeah, you'll be committing suicide in that bathroom for
the
next
devil.
6 hours.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
I couldn't leave.
Pretty disgusting.
So, yeah, that one's a secret menu item. That one should stay a secret.
So,
sorry, America.
Out of all those secret menu items, are there any you're excited about?
No,
Glenn,
never.
You're up. The well-done fries.
I'm actually excited about I did not know you could do that.
Yeah, to me, all of it sounds like a suicide burger to me on all of it.
You ever had In-N-Out fries?
No.
Are they kind of soggy? Is that why people want the well-done?
I'm a tater tot kind of guy.
I love tater tots.
Everybody loves
tater
tots.
It's like mini hash browns.
Oh, my God. So that's
it's true.
It's just the well-done fries. Out of all those secret
menu
items.
Yeah, well-done fries. Because those things are... They
I'm not morbidly obese, so none of that other
none
things
of that,
were...
It doesn't sound appealing to, worry about my cholesterol immediately after.
Yeah. Then, from Newsweek.com. Teen driver couldn't see through cloud of pot smoke in vehicle and rammed into a police car.
How many times have we been in this exact same scenario,
well, we didn't hit anything? But the thing about it is that was way back in the day when weed was not as around as it is now. I mean, it still was, but it's pretty... It's not that illegal.
It's very liberal now.
But in
it's
the
not potency that illegal
nowadays...
Anymore. But at the
could
same
you imagine
time,
if we had this potency back then, the way we used to smoke?
Is there any need to clam bake? I used to hate that when people would roll the windows all the way up. Because then you couldn't get the smell off your clothes. And then your eyes would be twice as red. And your mouth would be drier. And no one could see anything. It smells the car up.
It
and
smells
I'm like,
everything up. It's awful.
It was some horse shit back in the day. So... A, I want to tell the kids that have been doing this, is there's no need to clam bake anymore.
Stop.
Glenn was saying that the potency is high enough in the weed. A, you shouldn't be driving while doing it anyway. I know if you're parking and you saw a cop, you're like, oh, shit, it's the cops. And then you just hit the...
Oh, my God, he broke the police officer's leg.
Oh,
whoa.
Wow. So he just crashed
kid's
into
toast.
Him.
Yeah. Yes, poor kid's toast.
He's only 19.
Well, then he's done now.
Kid.
Because
yeah.
He's done now.
Yeah.
So I hope he liked smoking
he's
weed because they're going to take
yeah.
it away for him for a later. Long time.
Yeah, that's... He's facing 14 charges.
Well, unless it like that one kid that drove drunk and killed all those people all those years back and then he... said he was too affluent to go to jail, or that's the reason why.
There's been quite a few of those.
Like, yeah, they can claim they're too rich, basically, to not know the real rules of things. And, I mean, maybe you could do that.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
That's a thing, yeah.
You're really so spoiled that you were never taught to respect authority.
So, yeah, like, Jaden Smith can just go on a murdering spree?
Kind of,
like,
yeah. This one kid was underage. He was, like, 16 or 17, and he had, like, a bunch of kids in the car, and they stole a bunch of cases of beer from like a Walmart or a gas station or some or a party store, and they got all hammered. They were all drunk driving, and he drove through like an intersection and killed like two families worth of fucking people. And he didn't go to jail, or
this
he
kid
went
deserves
and got out.
Three spicy chickens.
Oh, yeah. He absolutely does. Mm-hmm. There was a big old thing about him because he just got out of jail a couple years ago, or not out of jail. They had him on like probation, and then he went to Mexico with his mom, and then they had to extradite him back to there, and then they ended up charging him after
We've
a while.
We've talked about this. Go to countries that don't extradite people.
Well, they found him in like some resort in Mexico somewhere.
Yeah. And finally, we have to end today with a story that just happened a couple weeks ago, but I'm still trying to get over it. This is on people.com. Mom accused of driving with two kids in an inflatable pool on the roof of her car. Whoa.
Whoa. So, like,
hey, can we guess the state? This is my favorite part. Can we guess the state?
Absolutely. Let me give you a clue. Not Florida.
I know it's not Florida.
Oh, it's going to be somewhere kind of warm. I'm going Georgia, maybe.
You're going Georgia?
It's
See,
hot down there.
I was thinking of a Virginia.
Or like Arizona.
I'm going to go West Virginia.
Illinois.
Oh, Illinois. Oh,
we don't really hear our much neighbor. From Illinois.
Well, Chicago, but
yeah, we just we don't really have.
But
a
the
lot
rest of the state, no one really hears too much about the rest of the state.
So she had a giant blue inflatable pool balancing on the roof of her vehicle. So it was not strapped down.
Like the limos that have the hot tubs. Is that what she's trying to recreate with her
you
Prius?
You might be right. But, I mean, I don't know if that's what she was trying to do.
Because they usually have those Hummers with the hot tubs in the back.
So she was driving. She had her kids in the car. And thank the Lord that a police officer pulled her over and arrested her.
Was there water in the pool?
Yes, they were swimming.
As long as the kids were seatbelted in the pool,
yeah,
it should be all good,
well,
right?
Well, at least with the water, you'd think the weight would be there. I'm trying to look at mom's side. I'm pulling a pet.
But when you stop, wouldn't water be
It would
like,
all splash forward,
yeah. And then splashing back.
Because if you look,
going.
It looks like she's, what is that, like a Voyager?
Oh, we have the picture. If you guys are watching this, I would
literally
Google the picture.
Yeah, Google search Illinois mom arrested for driving her two kids, and just click on Google Images. You'll see it. It's a white SUV with a legit
blow up pool.
Probably like a what is that?
Doesn't
like
even look like it's strapped.
7-footer.
No, it's a 7-foot. Yeah,
it's
easy.
Like the pool is so big, it's hanging over the back window.
It's not even strapped on.
No, not strapped at all.
This is one of those. I would love to interview her because I would love to know where her mind frame.
And the picture of it is.
How is this a good idea?
You notice the pictures in front of a church too.
No, she told investigators that all she was doing was bringing the pool and the kids to a friend's house to swim.
I'm calling
However,
bullshit.
She didn't have anywhere to put the pool.
So the kids in the pool, though,
the kids
that's
in
the
pool
issue.
On
it's
the
not
roof.
The pool.
Hang on, the whole thing
no,
is
you
too.
Can't
you
just,
can't get
no,
that on top
can't.
Of the car without it being empty. So she had to put that on top
fill
of the
up.
Car and then fill it.
Yeah. Maybe water's expensive there. She, I don't know.
They play the same rates as everybody else, but yeah, pay the same rates.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know why she would fill it up because obviously she was lying to the cops. She was out just like it's like when you get caught ghost riding the whip. Be like
she was just trying to make up a new challenge.
Yeah, right. Some she was either that or
Kids
trying to
in
just
a pool
go
on a
viral
roof challenge.
In a pool on a roof.
Or get a bunch of likes on Facebook. Probably, and have somebody take pictures of it. That's what it probably sadly is.
Drown while driving, homie. Next challenge.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. That's
we couldn't afford a Hummer with a hot tub in the back, so we just put it on top of my car.
How do you think she got the kids in there? Had them climb
like
up the front?
That'd be a ladder or something.
No,
I would think a step
climb
ladder.
Right up, dude. You
but
hit
no,
the
but,
door
but
handle,
you
gotta, open window, you're
you
climbing right
get
up that
into
bitch.
Into the pool, though.
It's kids. They're climbing right up that shit. Open window. They're climbing right
One
up that
One step
shit.
Ladder and you can get every kid in there.
Yeah.
You don't think the kids would be scared?
Fuck no. They're like, this is awesome. True. I guarantee you the kids thought this is amazing.
Mom would that never just potentially put us in danger for no reason, would she?
Right.
My mom would. Let's ride.
Right. Exactly. That's, she shouldn't have a license or kids anymore. I'm pretty sure about that. I would think. I don't have kids, but yeah, this is me telling someone how to parent. I'm not telling them how to parent. I'm just saying if I had kids, I'm sure I wouldn't be doing that.
Never.
I have kids. I'm not doing
okay,
that.
All right, we're on the same page
my
now.
Mind, ever.
No.
That's
ever.
I mean, wait, I have debated it one time. I was like, oh, we got a big ass swimming pool. We should try this.
Yeah, right. This one time I was drinking a lot and I did debate it and my wife told me no.
No, this is what happens.
That's never crossed your mind, Glenn.
When I say
definitely a single mother, by the way.
When I say, Glenn, do your kids want to go swimming? This is what I'm referring to.
Yes, I already brought the pool. I'm bringing the pool.
All their parents said they can go swimming, okay? I got permission.
Yeah, we have a portable pool.
Yeah. I'm on my way.
Exactly.
It's going to be about an hour, though, because this motherfucker's got to fill.
Yeah, there's no need to pay for a water park. Cost effective.
Oh, man, let me tally all these up.
Right.
Karma and Pat, you guys have tied for back-to-back episodes.
Ooh.
But if you add up both of your scores, you equal 6 to me.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, that's a lot of
math. You just tried to drop calculus on somebody here.
You did.
If you add both of
my have 6,
I'm not doing algebra.
I have 6, you both have 3.
You're stingy with the bells.
He didn't do 1.
I belled twice this episode.
Twice out of 9.
Okay, so you got 6 bells and you've only belled twice.
Yes.
Sounds stingy, yeah.
So whenever Glenn gives a bell, it should count for 2 bells.
Exactly, right? He gets like a 3-pointer.
Okay, let me double you guys up. I still win.
Yeah, boo. Well, that is all the time that we have for this week. If you want to get a hold of us, you can get us at Filth from the 80s on Instagram and Twitter. You can always find us www.productsofpublicschool.com. We're on Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, and
emails.
Tune in. We'd like some hate mail once in a while, too.
We're also
wherever
we're not at.
Oh.
We're not wherever we're not at.
I didn't.
Or if you want to sponsor us, you can always send us a line, too.
Yeah.
For Karma, Glenn,
woo!
Producer Robin, and myself,
yeah!
We apologize for everything, and we'll see you next time.
Bye!
Peace!
Bye!